Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, well, nobody better to prognosticate, basically take our work out for us than Dave Burkett. As schedule gate has happened now, people freaking out. David, what's going on, bud?
What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody? Safe, healthy, not losing their minds? We all okay over there?
Well, safe and healthy, but certainly yeah. The kids are missing their friends and, you know, kind of getting bored with this, but got to do what you got to do for now.
I'll tell you one thing. We were talking about it, just goofing around to start the show. I would do anything for a safe haircut. I'm dying. Dying.
See, my wife has been my barber for about as long as we got married, so which is probably, you know, says a little something about my cheapness, I guess. But I haven't missed that part of it. I've missed a lot else in pandemic life, but not that.
Give me your opening reveal here. Your opening thought on this schedule.
Yeah. You know, look, first of all, I don't know that we're going to see all these games or in the order that they're going to be played. I mean, I still have my doubts about that. But beyond that, I think the fact that the Lions have more home games in the second half of the schedule than the first, that's probably a good thing, just because who knows how many fans will be let in the stadium if we do play. You know, the longer the season goes on, the more I think the home field advantage could come into play. A little surprised that they had two division games to start, Bears and Packers, but, you know, it's not a bad thing. You get to start at home. You get to end at home. And, look, we've talked about it before that I don't think the NFC North is some, you know, mountain that can't be conquered this year. I just don't think there's great teams in there. So even though I think the Lions have a tough road, and they get some of the best quarterbacks that they're going to face early on, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, Drew Brees. I can see them, you know, playing those meaningful games in December like the Ford family wants them to be doing.
See, it's interesting because you touched on two things. One is when you look at this schedule, the divisional games either give you a huge advantage early or they put you in a hole you can't get out of. But the other thing is the middle. Normally you look at a schedule and you find your toughest games and then you find what you perceive to be your automatic wins. Now, I mean, both of those are ridiculous, but it's what we do as people who cover it, fans, etc. But Dave, the middle, meaning the Colts aren't the best team you play, but they're a pain in the ass. The Texans, the Bucks, the Titans, you know, finishing with Minnesota, brutal placement there. How about at Atlanta is another one. I think they'll bounce back. That's what struck me is they've just got about a half a dozen games where you go, oh, boy.
No, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, yeah, I mentioned those first two games, right? Because, look, if you get off to a tough start against the Bears and Packers, I mean, it's just a tough hole to dig out of starting 0-2, and that's nothing that any team wants to. You know, conversely, in the first games at home, and, you know, who knows who Chicago's quarterback will be, you know, maybe that's an opportunity to get off on the right start. But, Mike, you're right. In the middle of the season, like, I think Atlanta's a bounce-back team too. But, you know, you should beat the Jaguars coming off the bye. You know, week 10 against Washington, like, there's no reason you should lose to Washington.
Panthers.
Even Carolina. Yeah, that's a game you should win. But down the stretch there, December and January, if the Lions are going to make the playoffs this year, they're going to have to earn it because there are some pretty good teams and pretty good games that they close the season with.
I was going to say, too, that was the other thing that struck me is you jump right into it at the start of the year and the month. And look, no one's schedule the opening month is easy, but that's a challenging schedule. I think Arizona is going to be a real pain in the ass, but look at how the year finishes. Versus Green Bay, at Tennessee, home Bucks, home Vikes. I mean, you're talking about arguably four playoff teams, and there's no exaggeration there. That's a brutal finish for a Lions team that I don't exactly think they have a ton of depth here.
No, and you know, the Vikings, to me, at least going into the season, I sort of have them pegged as the best team in the division, not by a wide margin, but I just think defensively, you know, and they can run the ball and they can do some things. So, you know, that's a game to me that Minnesota could be playing for something, you know, playoff wise, home field, whatever it may be. Week 16, Tampa. I mean, look, Tom Brady, you know, he doesn't lose, right? He's going to have that team in the playoff hunt at Tennessee in week 15. I mean, all three of those games are against potential playoff teams, and obviously Tennessee and Minnesota made the playoffs last year. So you're going to have to earn it if you want to get in down the stretch this year.
What's been the feedback? Because obviously you're active on social media. I mean, what has been kind of that initial response from fans and about, oh, my God, you know, we're going to win X amount of games?
Trying to take a page from you, Mike, and be less active on social media. But
and guess what? I know you won't admit it. You love it. You love it.
Oh, it's a love-hate relationship. Let's put it like that.
Come on, Dave. Okay. We need you on there, all right?
You shut your mouth.
No, you know, I think fans, look, to me, I've heard it both ways, and Sully's probably seen this since I know how active he is on there, that, you know, if you kind of came into this believing that the Lions were ready for a bounce back, you can look at the schedule and you can say, oh, this is a great thing. We start at home. We finish at home. You know, there's no reason why we can't, you know, the bye week coming off a tough, you know, training camp. Well, it's good to have an early bye week. I mean, you can make all the excuses you want to get you to 10 wins. And conversely, you know, I've had plenty of people, I think I had them winning 8 games or something, my way too early predictions. People saying, man, they're going to be a 4-win team, a 5-win team. Like, what are you doing?
See, I can't do that either. So, yeah. I'm right with you. I think it's going to be a worst case scenario, at least in my world. 7-9, 8-8. You're right. Now there's 7 teams that make the playoffs. They'll go into week 16 and 17. Their logo will be in the hunt category, and they'll miss the playoffs. But we still got to deal with Quinn and Patricia. Like, all right, so you went 8-8. Initial for me, 7-9.
There is going to be 3/4 of the NFL, you know, come to week 16 that's still going to be in the playoff hunt because of the expanded playoffs. So,
what was your take on it? I'm a traditionalist. I didn't like it either. I think it takes away value in making the playoffs.
You know, I 100% do too. And I look back at, I guess it was 2017 when the Lions missed the playoffs. They would have been in as a 7th team had this current format been in there. Yeah. And in no, you know, way, shape, or form did they deserve to be in. I mean, I know what happened early that season against Atlanta and the tough loss, but you think about the losses they had at the end of that season. Baltimore was one. There's another tough one down. Cincinnati, you know, I think was another one. They lost. They didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. And yet they would have found a way in. So to me, I could do without the expanded playoff field.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is there's only a couple in my mind in history, Dave, where you see that 10-6, like 10 wins makes you good. I think if you go 10-6 in the NFL with the current roster challenges and the cap, 10-win teams very rarely get left out. Like, I know the Giants got left out at 10 wins years ago. I think the Eagles 1 year. But it's so rare. That was the one I'm going, don't do that. Even if you go to 17 game schedules, don't expand the playoffs. And of course they do.
I couldn't agree more because it's those 9-7 teams that they're completely in the mediocre category. And sometimes you find a 10-win team is two. But, you know, I think you, by and large, we've seen of late, and, you know, the teams that are the real powerhouses, the Chiefs last year, right, the 49ers, we knew they were a good team, you know, even though that division came down to the final game. Like, those teams that are winning 12 games, those are the ones that have the real opportunity to go on. Those are the ones that I want to see play. You know, I want to see more of Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and those teams. I don't want to see the 9-7 teams. And granted, again, Tennessee, I think they were 9-7 last year, went on a little run into the season, got hot. Not saying it can't happen, but I just think the schedule, the 16-game schedule, is enough to sort of sort through who's good and who's not, and I want fewer mediocre teams, and I want to see more of the really good teams.
Last one for you, obviously, the report from, you know, the Dolphins and kind of some of their ideas about what fans would look like at games. I don't believe fans will be at games. I do believe we will play, but are you hearing anything about the Ford family, the Lions, any prospective plans there, or anything in the league about this fan, no fan debate?
Yeah, no, I actually reached out to the Lions at the beginning of the week to find out what their plans would look like, sort of going off the Dolphins model. And they didn't want to say anything. You know, they said there's certainly some, preparations are being made, I guess, for contingency plans, both by the Lions and across the league. I talked to people at the Wayne County Health Department trying to figure out if they would even allow games to be played. And they said, right, you know, they defer to the state mandates and to what the league has in place, which to me, you're the Wayne County Health Department. You should be looking after your fans that may be in the stands, but that's a whole nother story. But so anyways, I think there are contingencies being made, and the Lions said they will, this summer, they will have new rules in place that will sort of address how fans will enter the building, and contribute to that environment. But nothing that they want to share yet. There is a monster jam at Ford Field here in July, so we will
know before
the football season starts what the policies and protocols are for new events. So,
but are you aligned with me on this? They're playing. Like, the NFL's playing.
Well, so, Mike, I'll tell you this. The one thing that really stood out to me was that the way the league structured this schedule, there was no big chunk of non-conference games that they're just going to lop off. If things aren't where they want them to be in September, it just seems to me that they're just going to move two, four, however many games to the back of the schedule. They still intend to play all 16. And they're not aiming for a 12 game season or 14 game season. They want to get all 14 or all 16 in, and they want that to happen however it does. So maybe that means no fans in the stands. Maybe it means a delayed start, but I do think that their intentions, are to see football this fall. And, as much as I'm uncertain, how that's going to happen, I think there's enough money at stake that it probably does at some point this fall.
Yeah, same here, brother. Well, listen, stay safe. It's good to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk to you in a few weeks, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Dave Burkett, everybody, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.